Hi, everyone. I'm Len Wells for WFIW News. In our news today, Wayne County Sheriff's Police reported the arrest of 53-year-old Vicki E. Thomas of Springfield, Missouri, on a Wayne County warrant charging her with retail theft. Bond in that case, $500 cash. Carmi City Police report the arrest Wednesday morning of 19-year-old Mason L. Hours of Mount Vernon, Indiana. Around 1 o'clock Wednesday morning, Carmi Police say they spotted Hours' green Ford Mustang driving away from the Casey's General Store parking lot without its headlights on. Following a traffic stop, police learned his driver's license was suspended, and during an inventory of the Mustang, police report finding a metal air hose fitting, which had been used to allegedly smoke marijuana. Taken to the White County Jail at Carmi, Hours was cited for being in possession of a small amount of suspected marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and driving suspended. Bond $150 cash. And on March the 11th, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department reports a single vehicle crash involving 18-year-old Colby Solomon of Wayne City. Solomon's 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix ran off U.S. Route 45 near Jones Street in Sisney. It hit a culvert, went airborne, then hit a utility pole. Solomon was injured following the 4:15 a.m. accident and taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. No tickets were issued. More news after this.
When life reaches an ending place, it's comforting to know that immediate assistance is available from the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville. Cook's high standard of service and compassion is your assurance that all matters will be handled with the utmost dignity and respect. All three locations are handicapped accessible, allowing all the opportunity to comfort those in need. For immediate assistance, contact the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville.
Life after military service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, feeling lost and uncertain about the future. These feelings don't take away from a veteran's strength, courage, or sense of duty. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
In the early morning hours of this past Friday, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 32-year-old Brett S. Turok at a rural Wayne County residence near Blueford on the county's west side. Turok was being actively sought by the U.S. Marshal Service on a federal warrant for parole violation. He was located hiding inside a closet of the residence, placed under arrest, and taken to the county jail. White County State's Attorney Denton Aud reports a Carmi man being sentenced to prison Wednesday on a retail theft conviction. 27-year-old Robert Anthony Belka entered a guilty plea to a Class 3 felony charge of retail theft and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. In addition, he'll have to serve another year of parole once he gets out of jail. The judge also ordered Belka to pay a total of $913 in various fines, fees, and court costs, which did include $450 restitution in that case. 57-year-old Kedley G. Newland of Lawrenceville has been sentenced to 19 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to a 2-count federal indictment charging him with conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Federal prosecutors said the total amount of methamphetamine involved in this conspiracy totaled 50 grams of crystal methamphetamine, more commonly known as ice. The drugs were distributed, investigators said, in Richland, Lawrence, and Crawford counties here in southern Illinois. In addition to time in prison, Newland will have to serve another 5 years of parole once he gets out of jail. Police in Robinson, Bridgeport, the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security conducted the investigation into Newland's drug activities. In other news today, a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Two Sisters Skincare was held Wednesday afternoon, located at 1411 West Main Street in Fairfield. The business is owned and operated by sisters Kimberly King and Carrie Gomez. Two Sisters Skin Care offers top-quality skin care products in a relaxing environment for clients to rejuvenate their minds, their bodies, and their spirits. A variety of services are available, including facials, massage therapy, and pedicures. You can call 842-SKIN to make an appointment or check them out on their Facebook at the Two Sisters Skin Care. More news after this.
Hamilton Memorial McLeansboro Family Clinic is pleased to welcome new provider, Dr. Jody Pellegrin. A Northern Illinois native, Jody received her family and sports medicine degree from Kirksville College of Osteopathic Medicine in Kirksville, Missouri. Jody brings with her 20 years of experience and knowledge to ensure the right care for you and your family. Get the care you need when and where you need it, close to home with Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. Have you ever wanted to make a difference, but you just didn't know how? Well, let me tell you about an organization that I support. It's Goodwill. You can make a difference just by donating to Goodwill. Goodwill never asks for your money. They just want your stuff. They turn your donations of clothing and household goods into jobs for people with disabilities. There's a Goodwill in every neighborhood. Visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope, give local, give Goodwill.
Congratulations go out to the Sisney FFA Envirothon team of Mitchell Levi, Dalen Stouffer, Rebecca Muggridge, Landon Ostreich, and Jaden Brown on finishing as the first place overall team, the first place wildlife, forestry, and fifth category teams, as well as the Wayne County champion team at the Land Use Council 13 Envirothon held this week at the Roland Lewis Park in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The Sisney FFA team of Marissa Byers, George Riley Gill, Russell Hilliard, Malcolm Levi, and Daniel Stouffer finished as the 15th place overall team. The natural resources event includes tests on aquatics, forestry, soils, wildlife, and current events topics. The group now advances to a two-day state competition this April. Fairfield Community High School Board of Education is slated to meet tonight. Members are expected to formally set this year's graduation date for the 21st of May at 2 p.m. in the East Gymnasium. Other items on the official agenda include accepting the resignation of Paula Bean as an FCHS English teacher. An executive session has been scheduled for the purpose of discussing pending litigation, as well as considering the rehiring of non-certified employees and consideration of the contract of Superintendent Jill Fulkerson. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. This evening in the study hall at Fairfield Community High School. Billionaire businessman J.B. Pritzker has taken the first formal step toward the 2018 challenge to Illinois Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Now, the Democrat said he filed paperwork with the Illinois State Board of Elections Tuesday to form an exploratory committee. He says he's contributing $200,000 of his own money to cover the committee's day-to-day operations. Pritzker is an investor and philanthropist who has the personal fortune to compete with Rauner's wealth. But if he runs, he would face a Democratic primary. Businessman Chris Kennedy and Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar already are seeking that nomination. A lawsuit accusing the company that runs the Illinois Lottery of fraud has been moved to county to federal court. The Belleville News Democrat reports that the change was made after North Star Lottery Group's attorney requested the move. The attorney said the case should be heard in U.S. District Court of Southern Illinois because the company is not a citizen of Illinois, and the amount of money at issue is more than $75,000. The lawsuit filed back in February in St. Clair County in Southern Illinois alleges North Star defrauded businesses that sold scratch-off tickets and the customers who bought them by manipulating the number of winning tickets available for purchase, among other things. Plaintiffs are seeking class action status. The lawsuit seeks unspecified compensatory damages. Well, the Fairfield Travelogue is continuing its run of adventures this month. The next Travelogue is coming up this evening, March 16th. Ghosts of the Gold Rush will be presented by Gray Warriner. The last Travelogue program has been set for the 6th of April, when Hawaii and the South Pacific will be presented by Marlon Dara. Both programs will be on Thursday evenings and held at the First Baptist Church at 308 South 1st Street in Fairfield. East presentation will begin at 7:15 p.m. Tickets are available at McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup at the Wayne County Farm Bureau. This year's Fairfield Travelogue, of course, sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. Don't forget the Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers are hosting another mattress sale event in the FCHS gym this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. Community appreciation coupons will be available for senior citizens, military, first responders, and school district employees. If you're more interested in shopping locally, the folks at Fairfield's Rush Appliances will once again be making a $100 donation to the Fairfield High School Meal Backers for each and every mattress they sell during the month of March. So if you're in the market for a new mattress and wanting to support your local school, stop by the FCHS gym on March 18th or 19th, or stop by a Rush Appliance on Main Street anytime during the month of March. The FCHS Mulebackers have announced the addition of Toby Dascom as the opening entertainment for their upcoming concert. That'll be on Saturday, March 25th, 6 p.m. at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Toby, better known locally in the Fairfield area as Tim Phillips, will be performing that evening at 5:30. He's just released a new Christian inspirational CD entitled Seasons, which features songs he's written and will perform. Copies of the CDs will be available at the concert, and if you'd like to preview Toby's latest release, check him out on YouTube. Tickets are on sale locally from the Fairfield Banking Company, Mulebacker Volunteers, and of course at this weekend's huge mattress fundraiser in the FCHS Gymnasium. Tickets are all general admission, are selling for $10 each. Just another reminder that there's a spot shoot in Albion this Sunday, sponsored by the Albion Moose family and the Moose Lake Committee. The shoot will be taking place at the Moose Lake, about 4 miles north of Albion. They're on Route 130 at 1 p.m. Individual shoots and splatter boards will be available. The prizes, semi-boneless hams, chops, loins, bacon, and, of course, money. And food and refreshments will be available on site. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering a quarter a barrel, and today they're paying $41.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 76-year-old Fairfield resident Charles M. Foster died at 9:42 Tuesday evening at St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army and had been an electrician for General Motors. Survivors include a son, Steve, and wife, Chastity Melke of Sims, two daughters, Danielle and husband Mark Andrus, and Miranda and husband Lucas Desch of Fairfield, four grandchildren, Charles Wheeler, Nova Wheeler, Justin Andrus, and Taylor Colwell, two great-grandchildren, Kenley Desch and Riley Crowell. Services for Charles Foster have been set for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 Friday evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home here in Fairfield. Funeral services for 63-year-old McLeansboro resident Kevin Lee Webb will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Blooming Grove Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Fund and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Leonard Barger, 84, of Enfield, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial in Hammock Cemetery at Springerton, with graveside military rites conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation for Leonard Barger will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service, 1 p.m., at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Ashland Christian Church, the Enfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, or the donor's choice. And a memorial service for Virginia Ann Cochran, 82, of Fairfield, will be held at 2 o'clock this Saturday afternoon at the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield, with burial of ashes in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon till the time of service, 2 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be made to First United Methodist Church in Fairfield or the Alzheimer's Association, and will be accepted at the church or the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Asbury & Associates is excited to introduce the newest member of their medical team, Dr. Claudia Rodriguez. Dr. Rodriguez is a board-certified physician who's able to offer a wide range of women's health and OBGYN services. Dr. Rodriguez is now taking appointments at Asbury & Associates' Mount Vernon location. Here's Dr. Claudia Rodriguez.
Every person is, you know, unique, and their circumstances are unique. Their situations are unique. So everybody has to feel special and cared for in an individual way.
Asbury & Associates, one big family looking to care for one another. Asbury & Associates, number 8 Cusimano Professional Plaza in Mount Vernon. Call us at 618-244-4800 or visit us online at asburyandassociates.com.
No local sports to report from yesterday. Here's a look at the schedule for today. College softball at 4:30. It's Lindenwood at Frontier. That's a doubleheader this afternoon here at Southwest Park. College baseball today at 3 p.m. Frontier is at Olney Central. High school softball today, El Dorado is at Wayne City. That'll be at 4:30 today. Also at 4:30, Grayville at Fairfield. Now, that's a makeup game for the game scheduled on Tuesday. High school baseball, Edwards County Tournament gets underway at 4:15, Wayne City versus Oblong. At 6:30, Edwards County versus Sisney. Those games at Albion. And also today at 4:30, Grayville is at Fairfield. Again, that makeup in baseball. Spring training baseball on the air today. Minnesota is at St. Louis. First pitch at 12:05. Listen as the Cardinals take on the Twins at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. Our broadcast begins at 11:55 on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Looking at basketball from last night, basketball and hockey, national scores. NCAA men's basketball, second night of the first four. It was UC Davis advancing over North Carolina Central 67-63, and USC just whooped Providence in the second half, 75-71 after trailing by 17 points. In the NIT last night, Iowa beat South Dakota 87-75. Illinois State knocked off UC Irvine 85-71. It was Belmont over Georgia 78-69. Central Florida beat Colorado 79-74. Syracuse knocked off UNC Greensboro. They still don't like them, 90-77. It was Akron over Houston 78-75. TCU beat Fresno State 66-59. And UT Arlington knocked off BYU 105-89. In spring training yesterday, Minnesota beat Cardinals 8-0. It was Arizona over the Cubs 7-3. The White Sox beat Kansas City, same score, 7-3. Pittsburgh over Baltimore 6-5. Cincinnati knocked off San Diego 8-7. It was Detroit over Atlanta 8-6. Houston beat Washington 8-2. Miami over the Mets 6-2. Boston and Tampa Bay fought to a 3-3 tie. It was Texas over Cleveland 12-11. San Francisco beat the L.A. Angels 7-4. The L.A. Dodgers over Seattle 12-7. Colorado beat Milwaukee 5-4. And the Yankees knocked off Philadelphia 3-1. In the NHL, Anaheim outscored St. Louis 2-1. Philadelphia shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. Boston over Calgary 5-2. And Colorado skated past Detroit 3-1. In the NBA last night, relatively heavy slate. Indiana knocked off Charlotte 98-77. It was Dallas over Washington 112-107. Utah beat Detroit 97-83. Miami over New Orleans 120-112. Boston knocked off Minnesota 117-104. Portland got by San Antonio 110-106. That's an upset. Houston over the LA Lakers just crushed them 139-100. Memphis beat Chicago 98-91. It was Sacramento over Phoenix 107-101. And Milwaukee squeaked by the Clippers in L.A. last night 97-96. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Increasing clouds, high near 46 degrees. Tonight, 30% chance for showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 37. Friday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy, high near 58 degrees. Saturday, sunny, gorgeous, seasonal, high near 53. Sunday, pretty much the same, mostly sunny, high near 55. Monday, a chance of showers creeping back in, mostly cloudy, high near 68 degrees. And then partly sunny on Tuesday, cools off again to seasonable 55 for the high. Yesterday, we had a high of 40 degrees in Fairfield, a low of 17 yesterday morning. No precipitation in the bucket either yesterday or today. It's pretty frosty out there, though. You might give yourself an extra minute to clean your car off or let your defrost run. For the month so far, an inch and 81 hundredths. For the year, 4 inches, 92 hundredths. Our low this morning was 17 and at 634. Current temperature in Fairfield is 21. For news that's online whenever you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.